SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Essa é a SBS em português.
Ameaçados de extinção, uma das criaturas mais famosas e fofas da Austrália está tendo maiores chances de sobreviver. Com uma certa elegância ao subir em uma árvore, a pequena Macklin se lança em sua nova vida. Encontrada órfã há 9 meses, essa coala foi tratada no Hospital de Saúde e Conservação da Vida Selvagem, no campus de Camden, da Universidade de Sydney. Depois, ela ficou sob os cuidados dos voluntários do WIRES, como Emma Meadows.
If we can get those animals back out here where they belong, then that is the ultimate reward for a rehabilitator. Max's journey, I guess, as you can see today, has been an amazing one. She's quite a little feisty thing at times, and has definitely got her own personality. Each koala has their own personality.
E a recompensa veio em dobro para Emma, um segundo koala jovem que se juntou a Macklin de volta a seu habitat natural. Gate, um bebê macho, também foi encontrado no ano passado, depois que sua mãe foi morta por um carro. Foram necessários meses de amor e cuidado para que essa dupla estivesse pronta para ser entregue à natureza novamente.
Gage, as you would have noticed climbing up the tree, was a little bit more of a lazy teenage boy. He's kind of, I'm sure he's going to not be too happy tonight when he realizes he's not going to have support feed. He is more than capable. He has been climbing in a pre-release enclosure for the last 2 and a bit months. So they are both more than capable. We both know that they can climb. We've put them in a soft release enclosure just to ensure that they're fine here for the next few days, possibly up to the next week.
Mas muitos outros koalas também precisam de ajuda. E um anúncio de um centro especial para cuidar desses bichinhos traz a esperança. A ministra do Meio Ambiente e Mudanças Climáticas de Nova Gales do Sul, Penny Sharp, foi quem trouxe as boas notícias.
But today what I'm announcing is support for those people who do this work. The New South Wales government is going to provide $4.5 million to help upgrade and expand the services at the Vet Hospital at Cobbitty at the University of Sydney. It will mean that it can be much longer time, 24/7, over the weekends, but we can really train up the vets of the future to be able to do this really important wildlife care. It means also that we're going to provide $500,000 to local wildlife carers. Emma and Tracy do this for nothing. It is an extraordinary labour of love that they do, but we want to support them to do the things that they need to do and that we rely on them.
O Dr. Stuart Blanch é um cientista de conservação do Fundo Mundial para a Natureza. Ele disse à SBS News que ano passado foi um período extremamente crítico para os koalas.
The number of koalas in Queensland and New South Wales halved between the years 2000 and 2020. That's a big, big decline, 50% over just 20 years. That's why those koalas are now listed as endangered under federal environmental law. In South Australia and Victoria, the story is a bit different. In some areas, there are a lot of koalas and the numbers are building up, particularly in plantations, but also in some national parks.
A professora Annabelle Olson trabalha no Hospital de Saúde e Conservação da Vida Selvagem e explica como será usado o novo financiamento.
What we're going to be able to do now is expand those facilities so that we actually have habitat enclosures within the hospital precinct so that we can provide the secondary care that is often repeat blood samples, medications or diagnostic tests without having animals having to be transported to and fro. And then once they're relatively low maintenance and don't require this hands-on veterinary management, they'll then go out into the carer population to go through the process, such as you've seen with Gage and Macklin today.
E segundo a ministra Sharp, $500,000 será destinado a apoiar o trabalho dos voluntários.
When we see a koala knocked on the road, we just expect that there's someone who's going to come and pick it up and look after it. Well, Emma and Tracy and the many other wildlife carers do that every single weekend, and they really do it 24/7. We want to provide support for them, but we also want to provide support to basically look after this koala population. There's many, many other things and research going on. We're creating a koala national park in this area. We want this population to thrive into the future, and I'm so pleased to be here and to be part of really the village that it takes to look after these very precious and iconic animals.
Primeiro, os koalas ficam dentro de um ambiente controlado, até a garantia de que tenham desenvolvido as habilidades necessárias para se defenderem sozinhos. E, em seguida, eles se juntam às dezenas de outros que foram reabilitados e liberados na área local. Macklin e Gates foram os sortudos ex-pacientes do hospital que testemunharam o anúncio do novo financiamento. Mas vão ser centenas de outros koalas que vão testemunhar os resultados que isso vai trazer. Adriana Weinstock, para SBS em Português.
Curta, compartilhe, comente. Siga a SBS em Português no Facebook.